Christchurch City Council doesn't want to pay $63 million to put fluoride in its water supply and is looking for alternatives. 50 different water sources would have to be treated if the city is directed to fluoridate instead of just one or two sources like most regions, and this creates a huge price tag. But dental health experts say despite the larger cost, Christchurch City Council should not be exempt. Martin Lee is a dental public health specialist at Te Whatu Ora Waitaha. Kia ora, Martin.
Reina, Susie.
So the situation here, we know that fluoridating water is a good thing. In this sort of situation, there's no reason for there to be exemptions simply because it's going to be difficult?
There has been no reason forever, as far as I can work out. It's been doable. A large chunk of Christchurch was fluoridated up until the late 1980s when it was turned off when the boroughs amalgamated. So it's certainly doable, and there are a lot of people live in Christchurch.
Indeed. And so is it clear whether it used to be very expensive to do it, and has there been some sort of change?
I think when we say expensive, we've got to figure that with these capital projects is that the ongoing cost needs to be run over the lifetime of the asset. And so the Ministry of Health's report from SAPRA, which done 4 or 5 years ago, no, maybe longer, worked out that the average cost is about $2.60 per person per year. That's peanuts.
Indeed, but if it's $63 million up front, that is a fair whack of cash. And, you know, especially when councils will have allocated money already in their budgets to other projects at the point that the directives come in?
Yes, well, I guess that's completely true. It would be a large whack if you were paying with it with cash, but councils tend to borrow for these things at reasonably low rates. And I think we've got to look at the other things that the council is currently doing. You know, they're making substantial investments in the arts. There's something like a $50 million price tag on the Court Theatre. That will be a great investment down the track. Bike lanes are a pretty hot topic in Christchurch at the moment. And, you know, the benefits in terms, you know, from sustainability and, you know, improved activity will all look like a good idea as the years roll by.
But should there be funding available from a central pot because of the way this directive has come in?
Well, I guess if I was to be living in Invercargill, I would not be that happy about this idea, because Invercargill ratepayers have been paying to fluoridate their water supply for decades. And if you go from Invercargill to Auckland, just every major metropolitan centre, with the exception of Christchurch, has been paying to do this for many, many decades. Hastings was first fluoridated in 1954, so the ratepayers there have been paying for 68 years.
So Christchurch Council should just get on with it, borrow the money and do it?
That's my view. I don't think they should be waiting for the Director General of Health to send them a directive. It's not a scientific controversy any more than vaccination or mask wearing is a controversy for COVID.
And do you think this is a situation where there are people on the council who may drag their feet on this because they don't agree with fluoride being in the water?
It would be really disappointing, because a number of the councillors were also board members of the Canterbury District Health Board. And it's been disappointing that they've, over the years, have failed to put the health view around the council table. I think there's a lot of confusion. Some people think, let's just put toothpaste in schools and that will fix the problem. But they don't realise that fluoridation helps everyone that's got teeth, and it doesn't matter whether you're 2 or 102. Water fluoridation will prevent dental caries.
Appreciate your time this morning. Martin Lee there from Te Whatu Ora Waitaha